We use this opportunity on Wednesdays to accentuate how every Wednesday is a wonderful Wednesday. We spend 2-3 minutes together focusing on what it means to be a Ben Torah. We're not in a high school, we're in a yeshiva. There is a high school aspect to it, and getting a diploma at the end, but we really are in a yeshiva where we also have a high school program. So we have to appreciate what it means, doing all the extra efforts we're making, having a double program here, and realize what it means to be a Ben Torah. So we'll accentuate, we'll emphasize some timely insights. First of all, I want to thank everybody and many, many of the Talmidim who came up to me and said hello, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back, and gave me a hug. Many, many Talmidim from last year and from previous years. The first couple of days were very exciting, and I'm sure I was not the only one who was a recipient of such a wonderful greeting. But I do think that it was a little bit more unusual than other years. In other years, it's been nice seeing guys again, but it's been so overwhelming. And I'm sure people have been greeting each other also. The mood and the morale is very, very positive. It's exciting. And I want to give a big yishkar kohen because it's not a simple thing. It's not even so natural to go up to someone and say hello. But it's happening. And it's so impressive. To makdim shalom b'chol adam. So I want to encourage all of you to continue doing that. Now, although I'm going to take 2 or 3 minutes of our time here, really all I need is 15 seconds. And really that's what any of us needs, is 15 seconds. Because most encounters, I actually think it's most, not just many, but I think most encounters that we have with people throughout the day, all you have is that 15 to 20 seconds, and you're moving on. And during that 15 seconds, you could show a good face, you could smile, you could say something nice, you could show an interest, and you're gone. You're moving on. It could be someone in the office. It could be someone at a store. It could be someone in the kitchen. It could be among your students. Most people are chance encounters. You're passing by. You greet them. You nod. Maybe 15, 20 seconds. But when you pass by, there's a residual effect. You could paint a picture. Someone could say, oh, it was so nice to see him, even if they're not thinking it. You leave a positive mark on someone with that smile, with that greeting, with that interest. All it took was those few seconds, and that's all you have is those few seconds. It could be a nothing. You could pass by like you don't mean a thing, and that's also possible. But it's an opportunity. It's a treasure. 15 seconds over and over again. Maybe it's even 5 or 10 seconds. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. Please, please, that makdim shalom, that's all it takes, and that's all you have, it's all you need. And you're building tremendous, tremendous warehouses of zuchus. You're making impressions on people. You're changing the world every step of the way. And all of us are capable and we're doing it. I wish everyone, and this group right here, everyone represents 10, 15, 20 people. You'll make that impression and they'll get the feeling and it'll just carry on. So we could be that Avas Shalom and that Avas Chinam, let's call it, could really change the world. And especially in Elul, we have to emphasize a moment and an encounter that's just a few seconds. Now, although I'm going to take an extra second here to tell you just a quick story that happened to me over the summer. And with that, we're going to move on. It may take an extra few seconds than usual, but it's on my mind. I want to tell a story. I happened to be in Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks ago, and I went up north for 2 days. And I wanted to see a lot of Mekomos Kedoshim. They're like in Tveria and Tzfas and the area around there. There's a lot of special places where there's a lot of very, very famous, famous people from our history are buried there. They're a large basic for us. They're individuals. I was driving somewhere and the GPS was absolutely worthless to me. I couldn't figure out how to go here, go there, and to put in. Okay. So I pulled over the side of the road and there was a fellow standing there with two little girls, maybe 7 and maybe 9 years old, or maybe 5 and 7. I couldn't even tell. So I pulled over and said, do you know where Meron is? Okay, Meron is a pretty famous place, but if you don't know where you're going, you don't know where you're going. So I figured, maybe you can help me. So this happened at least 4 times on that day, but it happened again. What? He says, yes, I could show you where to go. I asked you, can you tell me? No. Can you give me a ride? I'm going there also. Give me a ride. I'll show you how to get there. That was the 4th time that day, by the way, that someone said, no, I'll show you, and they jumped in the car. That's how they do it. It was fine. Had room in the car. So this guy and his 2 daughters in the back seat. My wife is in the front. I didn't throw him in the back. Okay, so we're driving. He says, by the way, Rav Tarfon's kever is not far from here. Do you want to go? Okay, Rav Tarfon, he's in the Haggadah. He's in the Mishnah. And I went to Rabbi Akiva's kever, she got Rabbi Tarvin's kever, you know, equal time. So I went, so I said, okay, let's do it. So there's a little sign, and we pull up the side of the road. I figured, okay, so up the side of the road. We're driving and driving, and finally the road runs out. We're going on some stones and pebbles, and we're going on some grass. And finally, you know, there's this sign. He says, well, actually, these are the steps that go up. If we drive, we can actually go around, and you'll get right up to it. I've seen some steps, Mom. It's like, you know, going up in the grass of it. We drove all the way around. He tells me, it was 90 degrees outside. He says, this usually takes me an hour and a half to walk up here. Thank you for driving me. I don't know, last time he was there. So we get up there. Not too many people up there by the Kever of Tarfon. He says, it's a segula for Ashirus. People who come to this Kever in Davin, it's a guarantee, or it's very promising to help you become wealthy, whatever that means. He says, so Davin. So my wife went around to the other side where the women are supposed to be, and I'm sitting there with this guy, and his daughter's sitting in the back, you know, on one of the benches over there. So finally he says like this. He says, Hannah, come over here. So she looks at her father, okay. He says, Davin for a shidduch. She's 5 years old. He says, Davin that you should find a nice young man to marry at the right time. So she says, she looked at him like, what are you talking about? So he says, I don't know the next time we're going to be here. I don't come here that much. This may be your only chance. Davin for a shidduch. So he puts his head against the wall there by this cover. There's like a monument. So she looks at her father, and she puts her head against the monument and says, davening for a shidduch. I'm looking, so what am I davening for? This may be my only time to be here. You never know when. Now, that's my point. Gentlemen, when you pass by a person, you don't know in a moment in life, and you could be 5 years old. You could certainly be 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. You're not too young that this is the moment you've been waiting for. It's Elul. Time and place are converging. And in Yiddishkeit, the Torah, time and place converging is what it's all about. We have Moadim, Elul, Yeshua Shabbi Matzo. Please, we have a great opportunity here in Yeshiva. You have Rebbeim, you have Chavim, you have Chavrusa, you have roommates. Everything is working in your favor. Grab it, and don't let the opportunity pass by. This is the time. We're already doing the right things. Continue on the right. Look for those opportunities. The Yeshiva is here to help you. Everything is designed in order to make things go not necessarily easy, but the challenges are here, and we can overcome them and accomplish a lot. We should be zocha not only have wonderful Wednesdays, but every day should be wonderful. Yeah, I'm gonna go.